Far north in Mossflower Wood, Tag surfaced from a broad stream. Shaking himself dry, he sat on the bank, trying to define his present mood. He was banished from the company of the only beasts he could remember living with, a loner, an outcast from the clan. Yet he felt light-hearted, free and happy. Sometimes he had admired Sawney, his strength, leadership and determination, but he had never really liked the Ferris, never called him father, never loved him. Tag was not bothered that Sawney was haunting him. He had grown old, slower and more prone to making mistakes because of his quick-tempered mood changes. The otter felt a shudder of joy pass through his entire body from ear to rudder. He was glad to be rid of the whole Juska wrath. Life was his to do with as he pleased. Exactly where he was going and what he intended to do had not occurred to him. Then he remembered the mountain. Several times that day Tag had glimpsed it as he travelled north through the woodlands, its pure white craggy cone standing out against the clear blue sky. He moved further along the bank to a higher point, and standing on tip-paw, he saw it again, mysterious and cool, its snows turned soft grey by the starry night. Suddenly Tag wanted to be there. He had never been on a mountain. Fired by the prospect, he leaped high in the air and shouted at the object of his desire.
I'm coming to see you, mountain!
As he jumped, his head struck something in the overhanging foliage of a tree. Tag reached up among the leaves and discovered it was a pear. The fruit was not quite ready. It was still hard, but sweet and slightly juicy. Tag laughed aloud, shouting through a half-full mouth as he plucked another one.
Oi! You stay there, mountain! I'm coming!
"'Tis a mad river dog. Stay away from him, Crabsy."
"Yar, don't fret your snout, Prithkill. I can deal with him."
Tag stood still, instantly alert, looking about to see where the voices were coming from. Two bank voles were standing at the water's edge below him. He smiled politely at them.
"Hello."
The male was a small fat fellow, clad in a homespun nightshirt. He brandished a club and stood protectively in front of the female, wiggling his nose aggressively, as bank voles do when they are ready to fight. He pointed the club at Tag.
"Don't you allow me, Brother Tail, or I'll buff you a good'un. What's your name, and what's your business on our midden, eh? Hey?"
Tag leaned his paw against the dagger in his belt.
"I wouldn't chance trying to buff me if I were you."
The bank vole started up the hill toward Tag, with the female trying to pull him back. The otter's words had roused his temper.
"Oh, wouldn't you now? Listen, stream walloper, I buff bigger than you many a time. Don't fret your snout about that."
Tag did not want to hurt the bank vole. He tried reasoning.
"Now, now, what are you getting so carried away about, friend?"